USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people. Dozens of other passengers were hurt. Five people injured, still hospitalized. And again, that investigative team showed up a few hours ago. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated, and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform, and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.